drawn by Kay's striker, Bobby Traynor, after this evening's 4-2 win at Sutton. Bob, have you ever scored two such quality goals in a game of such magnitude?
Probably not in the important occasion that it was. I've certainly come at the right time, but I think the second half was different gear by the lads. I think we didn't give them a sniff at the back. We were solid winning headers. The midfield just had energy about them, always getting forward, tackles. It was just different gear all round, to be honest.
What about the atmosphere tonight? How big a part did that play?
That was it was a really good atmosphere. The fans were amazing. I think I see a flare at one point, which was a bit shocking. But they were fantastic, and they do give you that extra boost. And it was great atmosphere tonight.
What did the manager say at half time? Things didn't seem to be going our way first half.
No, I mean we was in training yesterday, prepping set pieces and how they play. For some reason first half we didn't perform. The management team were good. They got us believing again, got us up for the game. And we knew if we performed like that and everyone's up for it, the quality we got, we'd be a match for any team. It turned out to be the right time.
You're playing up front on your own today. How well in advance did you know that you were going to be up front on your own today's game?
We had an inkling yesterday, but you never know. We've got so many options available.
Shank.
Yeah.
Going to be a
moving
van when you struck it.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. We've got quality options all over the park, so to be honest, you don't know.
And do you enjoy playing up front on your own, or do you prefer playing with a partner? Does it not matter?
It depends. It's how the management want to play. I'll play where I'm told to play. You've got advantages and pros and cons to both. Obviously, when you're on your own, you can compact the midfield, a solid back four. With midfield runners, obviously when I'm playing with Carl, I've been playing with Carl for years. I've got a lot of goals from playing with Carl, so I don't mind the other way, to be honest. The most important thing is a win. Buzzing for Saturday now, to be honest.
There was a couple of handball shouts in the first half. It didn't matter in the end. What was your take on those? You were quite near to one.
I claim everything, to be honest. I didn't see it, to be honest. But you've got to claim, because if you don't, you don't get nothing. I mean, I weren't in a position to see, but if it did, I'll claim anyway.
What about Adam Thompson's goal? I thought when he belted that one in, I thought he's dead set for goal of the season, and you pop up with a strike from 20 yards.
No, that was a great strike. That got us back in the game. That just turned and swung like a pendulum. The momentum was with us then. I think it killed him, to be honest, because us equalising so early in the second half. That was a great finish by Thomas. The way it was coming at him, it could have just flown over the bar, but thankfully he's got his knee over and it was a great goal.
And how important was it to get that equaliser so soon
massively,
into the second half?
Massively. Just give everyone a lift. Everyone's buzzing after that, and again, it gives us the incentive to push on and get the other couple of goals.
And what's the message from the dressing room? Presumably it's job half done. Well done tonight, but there's a massive game Saturday.
We're not stupid. It was a great atmosphere, a great occasion, a great win. We celebrated, the fans come on the pitch, and the most important thing now is Saturday. We're one game away from being in the Conference South. So I think now the game's over. We're going to focus and look forward to Saturday.
And how big a prize is that for you personally and for the football club?
Oh, it's massive. Get the club back where they belong. Us as players, we want to play as high as we can. And personally, I want to do that with Kingstonian. It's a great club to be at.